We begin the current daf, Masechtas Hanedrin, daf Tzadik Gimel. Begin on the bottom of Tzadik Beis and Beis, where the Gemara continues with the incident of Hanani Meshal Bazaria, that the Nebuchadnezzar had thrown them into a fiery furnace. So Amr Yechanan, he says, as the continuation of Tzadik Gimel and Aleph, says, G'daylin Tzadikim, Yesimi Malach HaSharis, that the righteous people are greater than the ministering angels. And the reason for this, as we'll see in the pasuk that's quoted, that the three Tzadikim of Hanani Meshal Bazaria mentioned that they were seen in the fire, and only then the angel that was sent to help them, which was the fourth that was there, was mentioned after them. So you see that they're greater than the Malach HaSharis. Shalem, like the Pasuk says in Daniel, Aneva Amar, he opened up and he said, Nebuchadnezzar, Ha'anochazi guvernar ba, I see four people, Sharyan, that are there, Mahalchen Begainur, that are walking in the fire, V'chavala Yisban, and then nothing bad, nothing's happening, they're not getting burnt. V'revi didiva'a, Dame Levar Lahin. And the appearance of the fourth one looks like an angel, because it was. But you see that it first mentions those three, and then the last one is mentioned, the Malach. You see that the Tzadikim, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, are greater than the Malach HaSharis. Amr B'tancha Bar Chaniloi says, B'shosh she'yetzah Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, B'kif Shen Esh, when Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, these three great Tzadikim, came out of the fiery furnace, unscathed, Bo kol umas ha'olam, so all the nations of the world came, V'tafchu l'seinenu shel Yisrael p'neim, and they slapped, they knocked, it's called euphemistically the enemies of the Jewish people. It's referring to the Jewish people themselves, who they had bowed down to the idol, the image of Nebuchadnezzar. And Amalim, they said to them, besides Mishchanan and Mishbazar, who were thrown into the fire because of them, Yesh lechem Eloha kazeh, you have such a God, v'atem mishtachem letzelmen, you bowed down to this idol from Nebuchadnezzar? Miat paschav Amr, immediately they opened up and they said, the pasuk Lecha Hashem atzadakav, to you Hashem is righteousness, V'lon abay shapan mekemezeh, for us is the shamefacedness as it is on this day. Because it's true, how could they have done avodah zarah when look what a God they have that could save such an open miracle like Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah? Now Amr Shmuel ben Nachman, Amr Bienes, he says, Ma'idach said, what does it mean the pasuk in Shir Hashirim referring to this incident? Amarti el betamar. Hashem says, I said that I'll go up in the palm tree, grabbing a hold of the branches. So explains the Gemara, Marti Ela B'Tamar, when Shir Hashim is the love song between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, when he says, I said that I will go up in the palm tree, Eli Yisrael. That refers to the Jewish people. Meaning what Hashem was saying was, I said that the whole palm tree will be mine, that in the that there will be many righteous people. But like the Pasuk ends, I wasn't so that wasn't the end result. And the Jewish people are compared to a palm tree, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, just like a palm tree only has one heart, the sap is all in the trunk, so too the Jewish people only have one heart to their Father in heaven. But although I tried, says Hashem, I said I'm going to go up in the whole palm tree, v'achshav le'olah b'yadi, but now all I have is Elisan Sanechar, is one branch, Shel Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, they are the only ones who withstood the test and didn't do avodah zarah and were willing to be meis nefesh by being thrown into the fiery furnace. Amr B'yechanan, continue on this incident of the Kivshan Eish. Ma'idach said, what does it mean the pasuk in Zechariah that says, Re'isi halayla, I saw the night, v'hine, and behold, ish reichav asus adam, there was a man riding on a red horse, v'o'imid ben hadadasim asher b'metzula, and he was standing between the myrtles that were in the swamp, v'gayim, etc., which as we'll see, the end of the pasuk there is talking about, and this is Nebuah of Zechariah, that afterwards they were red horses that were dyed and white. What is this pasuk referring to? What is it alluding to? It says the Gemara, "My re'isa laila." What does it mean? I saw the night. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu lapach es kol adam kula lelaila. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to turn over the whole world and turn it into night, meaning to destroy the world because the Jewish people had bowed down to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. But it says, "V'hini ish reichiv." Behold, a man was riding. Ain ish el Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When it says a man, it refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in the pasuk. Hashem il shemacham, Hashem shemay, like it says in Az Yashar, Hashem, a man of war, Hashem is his name, Ish refers to Hashem, and he was riding al sus adam, on a red horse. What does it mean on a red horse? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'apach es ha'olam kulo l'dam, Hashem wanted to turn the whole world into blood, which is alluded to in the red horse. Now, kivin shenistakel b'chanani m'shav azariah, but once he saw these three great tzaddikim, b'chanani m'shav azariah, niskara daitai, then his thoughts cooled down. Like it says in the pasuk over there, "Who imid ben hadasim eshav b'metzula," that he stood between the myrtles that were in the swamp. Vein hadasim, what does it mean amongst the myrtles? Vein hadasim el tzadik, and that refers to the righteous. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in Megillah Esther, "Vehi imid es hadasa," that he brought up and nurtured this hadasa, which refers to Esther Malka, refers to the righteous people. So when it says of Hu Amid, it means, what it doesn't mean he stood, it means Hashem held himself back in the merit of the Hadassim that was in the Metzula, which is the righteous people, which were in Metzula. What's Metzula? Ve'im Metzula el Bavel. That's why it refers to Bavel. Shem, like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ha'imer Letzula, who says to the swamp, which refers to Bavel, which was in the swampy land, it was all the way on the bottom of the earth, Charavi, that to dry up, Ve'naresecha Eivish, and your rivers I will dry up. Now, Miyad, right away, this situation that was originally Malayim Regis, that Hashem was filled with fury, Nasim Sarukim, that he became dyed, meaning colors of Adoimim, and red, afterwards, when he saw the righteous people, Chadai Mashal Vazarya, Nasim Levenim became white, meaning he calmed down from his anger. That's the end of the pasuk there, that it says that afterwards, of the red horses and the dyed ones came the white, which is that he calmed down from the anger of trying to turn the whole world into darkness and into blood. Now, Amar Papi says, Shema Mina, but we can infer from this Gemara that we said that the red was alluding to a curse, which is that the whole world was going to turn into blood, that Susi Chivara Mali Lechelma, that seeing a white horse in a dream is a good omen, because it means to say good versus red signifies bad. Now, the Gemara asks Rabbanan, these rabbis, Chanan, Meshav, Azariah, Lehecha Oslo, where did they go when they left the furnace, one of the greatest miracles, where they're not mentioned anymore in the scriptures? What happened to them? So Amar Rabbi says, Ba'ayin hara meisu, they died with the evil eye, because everyone was looking at them and couldn't believe it. What, these people in the fighting frame, they came out, the Ayin hara is a powerful energy, and that killed them. Ushmul Amar, he says, actually, Beroik Tavu, they drowned in the spittle. And all the spit that the nations of the world were spitting at the Jewish people, that's what they said, how could you have done the Avodah Zarah and bowed down? You have such a God. And all that spit that was coming out of their mouth, that drowned Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, oh, Eretz Yisrael, they actually went up to Eretz Yisrael, the Nasu Nashim, by Lidu Banim Banis, and they had married women, and they had sons and daughters. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this Machalik is Amiram, this Machalik is Tanoim earlier. So you look in the Breiser, B'liyazoim, he says, Ba'ayin Haro Meisu, they died in the evil eye. He says, Bereg Tabu, they drowned in the spittle of the nations. They said, they went up to Eretz Yisrael, they married women, and they had sons and daughters. And like it says, the Pasuk in Zechariah, it says, Shema no Yeshua HaKoyen Gadol, listen, please, Yeshua the Koyen Gadol. Ata v'ri'echa hayishim lefenecha, you and your friends who are sitting in front of you. Ke'an she moifes him, because they're men of wonders. Now, Ezehim anoshim shenas lemoifes, who are men that had wonders done for them? Who was sitting with Yeshua, Kohen Gadol? Havaim is a Chananiah, Meshav Azariah, where they had this great miracle that was done for them with the Kivshan Eish. Obviously, that they went back up to Eretz Yisrael near Yeshua, Kohen Gadol, and that's what was said to them, that they were the men of Maifas. Now, ask the Gemara, but Daniel Heichan Asl. Where was Daniel at that time when his friends were being thrown into the fire furnace because they refused to bow down? He wasn't thrown into the fire with them. Where was he? Where'd he go? The rest of the Jewish people bowed down. Chanan, Meshav, Azariah didn't. Daniel wasn't thrown in, but where was he? He didn't bow down either. Amarav, he says, Lamichra Nara Rabba B'Tveria, he was sent to dig out a river in Tveria. Or if the Giras is Lamichra Nara B'Tura, to dig out a river in a mountain. Ushmola, he says, Lasuye Bizra Das Pasta. He was sent to bring the seed of a certain herb, which is used as animal food, fodder for the animals. That's where Nebuchadnezzar sent him. That was how they had a tradition that that's where he was. Rabbi Yechonam, he says, Lasui Chazir de Alexandria Moshal Mitzrayim, he was sent to get swine from Alexandria of Egypt to be able to bring them up, to be able to have children, because the Egyptian swine are very big. So that's where he was sent. That is the Gemara Ini, is that really so, that he was sent to get the swine from Egypt so that they can grow that type of swine in Bavel? But Vitanya Linda Braisa, actually Mishnah Mesechtes Becheiros, that says, Taidis Harefe Amr. Taidis the doctor said to the sages, who the sages had said that if an animal's womb is taken away, then the animal becomes a trefa, an unviable animal, which makes a trefa, one can't eat, it's not kosher. He said, however, but ein par v'chazer yotzim al-ksan shal Mitzrayim, no cow or swine ever leaves Alexandria of Egypt, shein chaytchen eim shala, that they don't take cut out the womb of the mother, b'shul shalei tele, so that they shouldn't be able to have children, so that they shouldn't be anywhere else, so that they should have total supply, and the demand will all come to them. And even so, says Taidis Rafa to them, but those animals survive. So how can you say that when you take out the womb, it doesn't survive? But one thing is that you see from that teaching of Taidis Rafa that they didn't let animals to be taken out to grow them elsewhere. So So what was he sent on the mission to get an animal, the swine, to bring it back? Says the Gemara, Zutri Aisi, Baloi Da'atayu. He brought back a small swine without them being aware. In other words, they didn't think that you're taking a baby swine to be able to have children from it. Generally, you take an adult one so that you could grow from it. And therefore, they let him go out without cutting out the womb of the baby one. But again, his intention was to keep it till he got older, to be able to have children, to be able to grow that swine in bubble. Now, Tarnabon Linda Brisa, Shalisha Hoyibo Isa Eitzit. Actually, were three that were part of that council that Daniel should be sent away at that time when the tzelem was put up, which was everyone was forced to bow down to it, besides Chanaim Shabazar, who were thrown into the fire because of that, and Daniel was sent away. Who are these three? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Daniel, but Nebuchadnezzar. As the Gemara explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, God said, Nezel Daniel Mahachal, Daniel has to leave from here. Delay lamer is that people shouldn't say, Beschuse is not, because what's going to happen? He's not going to bow down. He's going to be thrown into the fire with Chanaim Shabazaya, and they're all going to be saved. And they say, oh, they're only saved in the merit of Daniel. He didn't want people to say that, and therefore he had Daniel sent away. For Daniel lamer, he said, Ezel Mahachal, I have to leave from here. The lily kind be that they should not fulfill in me what the pasuk says in Devarim. Psili Elohim tisrefun be'esh. The graven images of their gods that are their idols should be burnt in fire, because Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel into a god. As the pasuk says that he bowed down to Daniel, and therefore Daniel in some sense was like psili Elohim of Nebuchadnezzar, which the pasuk screams that those types of things have to be burnt in fire, and therefore he was afraid, and he therefore said, I have to get out of here. When Nebuchadnezzar Arma, he said, Yazal Daniel Mahalcha, Daniel has to leave from here. So that people shouldn't say, oh, he burnt his God in the fire because he threatened whoever doesn't bow down is going to be thrown to the fire, l'chanam shabazaya. And if Daniel's not going to bow down, he's going to have to throw him in fire. And people are going to say, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, that since he bowed down to Daniel, as if he threw his God into the fire. Says Gemara, Menayin desagilev, where do we know that Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel? The Chassid says, the passing in Daniel. It says, Beidayin, Malka Nebuchadnezzar, Nafal Al Mpayda. Nebuchadnezzar fell down on his face. Ul Daniel Sagin, and he bowed down to Daniel, became etc., where the Pasuk says, and he would bring some flower offerings to pour for him. So we see that he would treat him like a god, and therefore he said, I can't have him here because I'm not sure everyone's going to say that I threw my god into the fire. So there was three that were part of the council that Daniel should not be there in that incident of the Tel. Now, continuing a related discussion regarding Nebuchadnezzar and the Jewish people, Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "Koyamar Hashem Tzavakas Elikesol." So says Hashem, the Lord of Hosts, the God of the Jewish people, El Achav ben Koloya, regarding Achav, the son of Koloya, one of the kings of the ten tribes, Vel Tzidkiah ben Maseya, and regarding Tzidkiah, who was a prophet, a false prophet, Hanavi Lachem B'Shmi LaShek Abagayim, who say prophecies in my name falsely. Oksiv, and it says afterwards, "Lukach Mem Klola," and will be taken from them a curse. L'chol galus Yehuda Hashem b'bavol, regarding the whole exile of Judea that's in Bavol, lamer to say, Yisimcha Hashem kitzitkiyo ka'achav, that Hashem should make you, that's how people would curse, like tzitkiyo and achav. Why? Why is that such a bad thing to be like them? Asher kolam melech Bavol ba'esh, which the king of Bavol scorched them in fire. Now, asher sarfam lehem, it doesn't say that he burnt them. Ela asher kolam, rather that he scorched them. What does that mean? Is that he made these two, Achim and Tzidkiyo, like parched grain, which are scorched in fire. Now, afterwards it says, why? Because they did this disgusting thing in the Jewish people. And they had relations with their friends' wives. Says Gemara, but what did they do? We know that they were wicked, Achav and Tzidkiyo, but what did they do that it says that they were noyev with other women? Says the Gemara, and which is related to this idea that Nebuchadnezzar scorched them. So the Gemara says, Azal gabi brated the Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar, and Achav Amala, Achav said to her, Koyamar Hashem, this is what Hashem says, and he's saying this false prophecy, Hashmi el Tzidkiyo, listen, meaning a euphemism for cohabiting with Tzidkiyah. Now, but Tzidkiyah, I mean, he said to her, Koyamar Hashem, this is what Hashem says, Hashmi el Achav, that you should cohabit with Achav. So Azlav Amalei Lavu, she went and told her father what these two Jews were telling her. Amalah, he said to her, Elikehem shel elu soinizimuhu. The God of these people hates sexual immorality. So it can't be what they're saying is true. Ki Asla Gabach, when they come to you, Shadrinu Lagaboy, send them to me. So Ki Asla Gabach, when they came to her, Shadrinu Lagabebu, she sent them to her father. Amalahu, he said to them, Man Amalachain, who told you this? Amr, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God told us this, that your daughter should have relations with us. So he said to them, "Bochanani Mishlav Azariah Shaltinu." But I asked this question of Chanani Mishlav Azariah, "V'amruli Asr," and they told me that it's forbidden. So Amrulev, so Tzidkiah and Achav said to him, "Ananami Navi Kavasai." We're also prophets like them. Liditula Amalhu. Hashem didn't tell them, but Lididan Amalam. But to us, He said that yes, that we should do this thing. So Amalu, He said to them, "Okay, Ano Beinan De'iv Tekinchu. I want to be able to check you out." Just like I checked the Chanan Meshav Azariah. I threw them in the fire and they passed, were tested their metal and see that they were righteous people. I want to check you out also if that's true that you're having a prophecy that you should have Znus with my daughter. Some lady said to him, no, they were three and they had a lot of merits. Vanan train were only two. You can't test us out with the same test and putting us in the fire. So Amalui said to them, "Okay, choose your third one who you want to be with you to be the three that are going to be thrown in the fire." So Amr, they said, "Yeshua Kohen Gadol." They said, "Okay, bring Yeshua Kohen Gadol." Says the Gemara, Sabi, they thought, "Lasi Yeshua, let Yeshua come. The Nafish Zechusi has a lot of merits. Umignalon, and he'll protect us." So says the Gemara, Achisiyu, they brought him down from Eretz Yisrael. Shadinu, they threw them all in the fire. And Inhu Iklu, Achav and Tzidkio, they got burnt. And Yeshua Kohen Gadol ichruchi mani, his garments got singed, got a little bit burnt. Now, like says the pasuk in Zechariah, it says that vayareini, that the Malach says that it was shown to me as Yeshua Kohen Gadol oimel lefnei Malach Hashem, that was standing in front of the Malach Hashem, begaim etc. Where it says there at the end of the pasuk that the satan was standing on his right to prosecute. Now, Ksivan says in the pasuk after that, but Yemer Hashem al satan, Hashem said to the satan, the prosecuting angel, Yigar Hashem b'cho, that Hashem should get angry at you, etc. And he says, because what he's starting up with Yeshua Kohen Gadol, like the pasuk there ends, he's a ud mutzel me'ish, he's a remnant of something that was burnt in the fire. Which, just like an ud, is something that gets singed in the fire, so he was also singed. Now, Amalei said, Nebuchadnezzar said to Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Yidane de tzadikat, I know that you're a righteous person, because you obviously didn't get burnt to death like the other two. But why did the fire take at least a little effect on you and at least singed your clothing? The other three that threw into the fire, the fire didn't touch them at all. So he said to him, they were three. I'm only one. So Amalei said to him, Nebuchadnezzar said back, but Vavram, the famous biblical story, was thrown into the fire and he was only one person and nothing happened to him. So, and even though Nimrod threw him in the fire. So he responded, he says, Hasam lahab rishon ma'adeh, but there weren't any wicked people with Avram in the fire. V'lo yisyab rishus lenur, and therefore there was not given any permission to the fire to come in. Hachab rishon ma'adeh, but here there were two wicked people with me. V'yisyab rishus lenur, and therefore there was permission given to the fire to come in, and therefore I got singed a little bit by my garments. Says the Gemara, Hainda Aminshi, this is what people say. Trei udi yaveshi v'chadra tive, if there's two pieces of dry wood, let's say, in the fire, v'chadra tive, and one that's moist, Uktan Yaveshila Retiva, the dry ones are gonna burn up the moist one. I mean the moist one itself, the fire wouldn't take effect. But the dry ones allow the fire to come in and take hold, and that's what burns the wet one. So to him, that's why something happened. Now, in spite of that, the Gemara asked, my time at Inish, what is the reason that Yeshua got punished? That the fire did take a hold a little bit of his garments. Because this what he responded to Nebuchadnezzar was just what's called a tchiyah, just pushing him off. But that's not the true honest answer. Why did the fire take effect? So Amar Papi says, because his sons married women that were not fit for the kahuna. And he was a Kohen Gadol, his sons were kahanim. And Valaimichman, he did not protest regarding his sons. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Zechariah says, V'Yeshua ha'yalavish begadim tzayim. Yeshua was wearing filthy garments of filth. Now, V'chidarka shal Yeshua livish begadim tzayim, says the Gemara, what is it, the norm for Yeshua to wear garments full of dung, of excrement? El Malamed rather comes to teach rather it's that his sons had married women that were not fit for the kahuna, and he did not protest, and therefore it was considered as if his garments had filth on them. Now, going back to what we mentioned before of Chanan Meshav Azariah, Amar B'Tanchem, he says, Darish bar karpar b'tzipari. Ma'idich said, what does it mean the pasuk in Rus that says, Sheish ha'sa'oyim ha'eilu nosanli, that she told Tanami that these are the six barley corns that the man, Boaz, gave to me. Says Gemara, my sheish has, what does it mean six barley corns? Ilem sheish sa'ar mamish, if you think it literally means say six barley corns, chidarka shal boys liten ma tana sheish sa'ar, is it normal for boys to give a gift for a poor woman 6 barley coins, but the Mishnah says in Sechtes Peah that you can't give to a poor person by the granary less than a half a kava of barley. How could he have just given her 6 barley coins? And as we continue to Medbeis, Ella, so what are you going to say? It means Sheish Tzlayin, 6 saw of barley, because as Rashi says, it can't be just 6 kav or 6 logan, because they don't bring such a small measurement tool in the granary, less than the measurement of a saw. So what would you say it means 6 saw of barley? But v'chidarka shel isha litol sheish tzlayin, is it normal for a woman to carry 6 saw of such a heavy load of barley? That also doesn't make sense. Ella, rather says the Gemara that he actually gave her 6 barley coins, not as a matnas aniyim, not as a gift to survive him, but rather remez ramazla. He was alluding something to her. Shasidin shisha banim lots of men. She's going to ever. Rus, who was the matriarch of the Davidic dynasty, was going to ultimately have 6 sons who are going to come out of her. Shemiz borchin b'sheish sheish brachas. That each one of those 6 sons are going of descendants will each have 6 blessings. Ve'eluhin, and who are the 6? David, u'mashiach, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria. As the Gemara explains, David Achzib, we find 6 blessings, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph. V'yan echad ma'an na'arim b'yemer, that one of the youths spoke up to Shaul and he said, Hine, behold, re'isi ben le'yishai beis alach, may I saw a son to Yishai from beis lechem, that's Yedea Nagin, that knows how to sing, v'gibachayil, a mighty warrior, v'ish mocham, a man of war, v'navin dav, someone that understands something, v'ish tar, a man of form, v'ashamim, and Hashem's with him, which that's 6 blessings, we're going, etc. He says parenthetically that this whole pasuk Daig didn't say, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, that when it says one of the youth, it refers to Daig Hadaimi. He only said it Ela B'Lashon Hara, rather in the evil tongue, meaning he was saying all the praise of David, only that Shaul should be jealous and want to kill him. As the Gemara explains, the 6 things that would make Shaul jealous, not caring about a guy could sing or if he's beautiful, it means the real things like Torah, that's what Shaul was jealous of. Yedea Nagin, when he said he knows how to sing, means Yedea Lishal. He knows how to ask good questions. Giber Maidi, means Yedea Lahashav. He knows how to answer questions. Ish Mochama, a man of war. Yedea Lisa Velitim Bel Mochamta Shalter. He knows how to go ahead and fight and learning. Ish Tayer, a man of form. Shemara Ponim Bahalacha, that he knows how to show face to his halacha. He knows how to bring proofs to what he's saying. V'naman Dover, it means Shemaben Dover Mitech Dover, that he understands something from something else. He's able to take it to the next level on his own. Hashem Ima, and Hashem is with him. Shahalocha Kamayis B'chamaka means that the halocha is like David wherever he is and wherever he says something. Now, B'kulu Amalahu, regarding all the things that Daig was telling him regarding David, Shaul responded, oh, that's not a big deal. Yohainasin B'nikamayu, my son Yohainasin is just like that. But Kimin the Amalei B'Hashem Ima, when it came to the 6th thing, when he said Hashem is with him, which Milsa Dibididein Amalahavabe, that was something that even Shaul himself didn't have. Because the halacha did not fall like Shaul, as the Gemara says in Erev Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph, that David was Goli Masechta. As the Gemara says, different interpretations of what that means. It says, Yiru'ucha, Yiru'uni Bismachu, he's always happy because the halacha is like him. Whereas Shaul, who was not Goli Masechta, either didn't review or wasn't clear, it says, B'chalash Yifne Yarshia. So says the Gemara, when he heard that 6th thing, Chalash Daite Ve'kanyabe. Then he had this weakening of his thoughts, emotions, and then he got jealous of David. As the Gemara says, because the B'shal Ksiv regarding Shaul, it says the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, U'b'chol asher yifne yarshi, wherever he turns, is wicked. I mean, halacha is not like him in learning. U'b'David Ksiv, but B'David it says, U'b'chol asher yifne yitzlich, wherever he turns, he's successful. Which, as the Mefarshim explained, there's no such Pasuk. Rather, maybe it's referring to a Pasuk, L'chol d'rach of maskel, and all the paths he's has of understanding. But either way, that was the 6th thing of the 6, which we said David has 6 blessings, and it was the 6th one that made Shaul jealous of him. Now the Gemara asked, Menon de Daig Hava, how do we know that when it says that one of the youths spoke up, that it was referring to Daig? Says the Gemara, because Ksiv Hach, it says here in the Pasuk, V'yan Echad Man Na'arm, that one of the youths spoke up. What does it mean, one of the youths? Miyuchad Shem Na'arm, the most distinct one of Shaul's youths. Ksiv Hasim, it says the Pasuk there later on, says, B'sham Ish, and there was a man, Me'abdi Shaul, from the servants of Shaul, B'yemuhu on that day, that was Netzer Lefnei Hashem, that kept himself locked up in front of Hashem, meaning because he stayed there by the Mishkan to learn a lot of Torah, B'shmoy Doig Adami, and his name was Doig the Adami, Avir Harayim, the leader of the shepherds, Asher L'Shaul, that was for Shaul, which means the Av Bezdin. So obviously you see that the one that was the most distinct of his Na'arm was Doig, where, as it says, that he was Avi Harayim, so that's how we know that he was the one that was slandering David by saying all his milas that should make Shaul jealous of David HaMelech. Mashiach also had 6 blessings. The Chassidic says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, says, V'nochal of Ruach Hashem, that it will rest on him a spirit of Hashem. And what's this spirit? Ruach Chochma, spirit of wisdom, Vina, and understanding, Ruach Eitzah, of counsel, B'gvura, of might, Ruach Das, of understanding, V'yiras Hashem, and fear of God. That's six types of blessings, B'gaim, etc. And that those who take out the pasuk, the word Uksiv, says in the pasuk after that, B'harichu B'yiras Hashem. And he was Mariachim in fear of Hashem. What does V'harichu mean? Samar Alexandri says, Malamed, this comes to teach regarding Mashiach, which means the anointed one, who is the Messiah, the child from David HaMelech. Shet inoy mitzvahs v'yisurin kirechayim. This comes to, Malamed, this teaches that he loaded on Mashiach mitzvahs, commandments, and afflictions like a mill. That's what it means V'harichu, from the term of rechayim, like a mill, it's weighted down with load. That's how he loaded up Mashiach. Rav Amar, he says, that what does it mean v'harichu? It means the moirach v'doin. Mean that Mashiach could smell a person and judge him, and he'll know who's liable. Like it says over there, it says, v'loy lamare einav yishpot. He's not going to judge for the appearance of his eyes, and neither, as the pasuk says over there, for what he hears with his ears will he prove. And even so, says the pasuk, v'shafet b'tzedek dam, and he'll still judge the poor with justice. How so? As we said, through just smelling. V'yichich b'mishra, and he'll rebuke the upstanding, the righteous, le'an ve'aretz, for the humble ones of the land. Now, actually, the Gemara tells us that Bar Kaiziva, who was after the kings of Hordes, who was made this revolt against the Romans, Melech Tartan Shninu Palga, he ruled over the Jewish people for 2.5 years. And Omelu Rabban, he said to the Rabbanan, Ano Mashiach, he says, I'm Mashiach. And actually, Rabbi Kiva thought he was Mashiach, and there's a whole incident. Amrali, they said to him, but Mashiach, regarding Mashiach, it says, as we just said before, Demoich V'don, that he could smell and judge. Let's see if you could just smell and smell out who's the right one and who's the wrong one. Kivin the Chazyuhu, the Lemoich V'don, once they saw that he can't just smell and judge, Katluhu, they killed him. Now the Gemara continues with the remaining six, which is, we spoke about two Davin and Mashiach, and the remaining four is Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azari. Where do we find that they had six brachas? Which was alluded to by the six barley corns that Boaz gave to Rus, who he ended up marrying and having the Davidic dynasty. The Slibahu, like it says, the Pasuk in Daniel, says that regarding these youth, Asha'im behem kol mum, that they don't have any blemish, but Tevi Mara, and they have a good appearance, Umaskilim b'chol chachma, and they're understanding in any wisdom, Udea das, and they know understanding, Mavinim adah, and they know knowledge, V'asher koich behem lamed b'heichal melech, and they have the strength to stand in the sanctuary of the king, V'lalamdim sefer of Lashon Kasdim, and to learn from the books and the language of the Kasdim, which those are six different blessings of these four, which are referring to Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. Now, the Gemara asks, "My Asher Ein Behem Kol Mum." What does the pasuk mean when it opens up and says that they don't have any blemish? So, Amar Reb Chama Bar Chanina, he says, "Afilu Karivda De Kusilta Loi Havabu." That even like the puncture of the lancet, which was the name of this tool that was used in Amruk times, the biblical times, that they would do what's called Hakaza, that they would draw blood for medicinal purposes. Even that they didn't have; they had no blemish at all in their body. Now, as the Gemara, Maya Vasher Koyach Bem Lamed Behechal Melech, and what is one of the other blessings that says that they have strength to stand in the sanctuary of the king? What type of strength does that require? So, Amr B'cham Reb Chanin, he says, Malam, this teacher, Shal Yo'in Sin Nesatzman, that they held themselves back, Menasrik, from any laughter, Menasicha, from any idle chatter, that they should not talk any idle chatter so that they shouldn't be disgraced in front of the king, Umenashina, from any sleep, Umamidin Al-Atzman, they would hold themselves, Beshosh and Nitzrochel and Kvein, from when they needed to relieve themselves, to go to the bathroom, when they aim as malchus because of the fear of the king. That was a great skill, a blessing, a bracha that they had, one of the six, to be able to stand there in the sanctuary of the king. Now, the Gemara, the pasuk says later on, "Vayhi behem mimnei Yehuda," there was from them, from the sons of Yehuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah. So there's a machlekes, Omer Rebbe Lazar, he says, "Kulam mimnei Yehuda." They were all from the sons of Yehuda. As we said before, that there were actually six sons that were going to come out from Rus that Boaz was alluding, and in that was counted Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah. We see that they're all from the sons of Shevet Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, he disagrees. He says, when it says that they were from Bnei Yehuda, actually Daniel, he says Daniel Bnei Yehuda. Daniel was from the sons of Yehuda. Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, Mishael, Shvatim. So when it says Bnei Yehuda, that was only referring to Daniel. The other three are actually from other tribes, which, as Rashi points out, obviously does not hold to that drasha we said on top of the Amid of the six barley corns, referring to four of them being Hananiah, Mishael, V'Azariah, because according to this interpretation, they weren't from the tribe of Yehuda, let alone from Boaz. Now the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Umibanecha asher yetsu mimcha, from the sons that come out from you, asher toilid, which will give birth to," and this was a nevu that was said to Chizkiyah Melch Yehuda, "Yikachu, they will be taken, v'yusrisim heichel melch bavel, and they will be srisim in the sanctuary of the king of Bavel," which is what we're talking about, that this is referring to Hanan Meshav Azariah, which one of the six brachas that they had was that they could stand, as which required great skill, in the heichel of melch bavel by Nebuchadnezzar. Now, ask the Gemara, my srisim, what does it mean that they were srisim, which was the prophecy regarding them to their ancestor by Chizkiyah Melech? So Ravama, he says srisim amish, it means literally srisim, which is a term of eunuch, which is that siris is when he makes him sterile. He sterilized Chanamish of Azariah, which that they can't have children, because that's the way by the royalty that they sterilize their servants so that they shouldn't marry any women to have children, have family, so that they should be available to serve the king. And obviously that this opinion does not hold like the Chacham that said earlier that Chanamish of Azariah, when we didn't hear about them, they went up to Eretz Yisrael and married women, had children, because obviously according to this interpretation, they couldn't have children. Reb Chanina, he gives a different interpretation. He says he didn't sterilize them. Rather, the reason why they're called Sarisim is Shenestaris Avodah Zarah b'mehem, that Avodah Zarah became sterile in their days, meaning in their days, everyone knew that there's no substance to Avodah Zarah. And because they saw that they were saved, and as we said, that, wow, obviously there's a God. Now, although the pasuk there that was being told to Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda was talking about a punishment that was being prophesied to Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, now that's not a bad thing that Avodah Zarah stopped in their day. Rather, that part of the prophecy was that of the bad was that they're going to go in exile from their land and they're going to be taken to the sanctuary of the king of Babel. That was the bad part, but not the Sris part. That's actually a good thing. Now, Shmuel ben Achmeni that said the Chanamish of Azariah were from other tribes, obviously he would have to say that this pasuk, which was being said as a prophecy to Chizkiyahu Melch Yehuda, who is from Shevet Yehuda, was only referring to Daniel and not to Chanamish of Azariah also. Now the Gemara asks, Bishlam Laman Domish and the stars of Avodah Zarah, according to the one who says that they were called Srisim because Avodah Zarah became sterile in their days. So Hain Dafsir, we could understand what it means the Pasuk in Daniel, the Chavol Lo Isa behind, that there was no blemish in them when they saw that the fire was raging and nothing happened to them, because they actually had no blemish, they were totally unblemished. Laman Domish, Srisim Mamish, but according to the one who says that they were sterilized, my v'chaval Lo Isa, how could he say that nothing ever happened to them? But obviously they had a huge wound, which they were actually, something happened to their genitals and they were sterilized. Now, Rashi points out, although we had a pasuk we brought before that said that these were yeladim asheim behem kol mum, that had no blemish, that says Rashi, that's not a question, because you could say that pasuk was talking about that when Nebuchadnezzar brought them, they were whole and had no blemish, even that of a lancet. But then later he went and sterilized them. But this is talking about even after that, that's the question, how can you say that they, that chavol isa behind, if he already made them into srisim? Says the Gemara, Chaval denura. The pasuk is saying that what was la'isa behind? They had no blemish of the fire, but a blemish in their body that they did have, yeah, because he had sterilized them. Now, and that the Gemara asks, but the pasuk doesn't have to tell you that they didn't have any chavala from the fire, because v'ksiv, the pasuk says after that, v'reich nur loy adas behind, that the fire's wind didn't take effect on them. So we already know that from that. So why would it be saying it twice? Says Gemara, yeah, they're both talking about the fire. I mean, the body, they were sterilized, they had a wound. But it means loy chavala v'loy recha. Nothing happened to them from the fire itself, and neither from the smoke. Even the smoke of the fire, nothing took effect on them. That's what the two psukim are talking about. So the Gemara continues asking, Bishlam al-man domesh nestaris avodah zarah b'mehem. We can understand according to the one who interprets that they were srisim, that avodah zarah became sterile in their days. Hayin d'chsav, that's what means the pasuk in Yeshaya, Koyamar Hashem l'sarisim. So says Hashem to the srisim, referring to Chanan Meshav Azariah, Asher yishmer sabshoisei begarmer, that they kept my Shabbos, which is talking about their greatness. So we know because, yeah, srisim is because of their greatness that actually avodah zarah was sterile in their days. Elamandam is srisim amish, but according to the one that says that they were srisim and they were literally sterilized, and that's why they're called srisim. So mishtar krob ignusa de tzaddiki. So is the pasuk going to be talking about the disgrace of the righteous, to talk about something very disgraceful that happened to them? It's talking about the praise of them over there. So the Gemara hava ha hava bahu. Yeah, this mandama holds that actually both were true. They were literally srisim, and avodah zarah became sterile in their days. And when over there in the pasuk, when saying less srisim, it's not referring to the part that they were srisim, although they really were. It's talking about the idea of that the avodah zarah was nestaris b'mehem. So the Gemara continues asking, Bishlam al Mandam is Srisim Amish. We understand according to one who says that they were literally Srisim. Hainach Siv, that's what it says in the Pasuk after that. It says, Bebesi v'chamaisi yad v'shem. Hashem says that, don't worry, in my house and my walls, they'll have a hand and they'll have a name. Taiv mi ban m'ban. It's better than sons and daughters. Where the inference is, yeah, because they didn't have children, because they were Srisim. El Mandam, Mishun Nistar, Savi Dizabi Meim, according to one who says that, no, they weren't Srisim. All that was that Avodah Zarah became sterile in their days. So my Taiv mi ban m'ban is what Hashem saying that I'm going to give them something that's better than sons and daughters. What do you mean? They had sons and daughters. Now, here you can't answer, as the Gemara said before, oh, because Havaha, but they had both, because like Rashi says, and what are they disagreeing about? So Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Mibanim Shehoilim Kevar V'Mesu. When Hashem is saying, don't worry, I'll give them something better than sons and daughters, meaning from the sons that they had who then died, where they did not survive their sons. Now, they weren't Srisim. It was only in Star Savage the Bemain, but Hashem still had to promise them that although you don't have children, not because they were sterilized, just because their sons died, that don't worry, I'm going to give you something even better than that. Now, says the Gemara, my, what is the Pasuk mean that says over there that I'm going to shame Oilam Etinloi, that an everlasting name I'm going to give him, Ashaloi Karis, which will not be cut off, which is one of the things saying, don't worry, I'm going to give you even a greater memory even than children. Now, the thing is, it doesn't say Lohem, it says Loi, to him. It sounds like only to one of them. So I'm Reb Tanchem, Darish Bakapar Tzipari says that Bakapar expounded in Tzipari that Zeh Sefer Daniel, it's referring to only Daniel. And it's referring to the Sefer of Nach, which is called Daniel, Shenikra al Shemay, which is called on his name. He's the one that has a Shem Eilam, whereas we don't have any Sefer called Hanani, Mishal, Azariah. It was only him that was given the Shem Eilam. Now, once we introduced this idea, the Gemara asked the following question, because we mentioned that why is it called Sefer Daniel on his name, which was the Shem Oilam that was given to him. So the Gemara says, Mechti, let's see, Kol Mila de Ezra, all the words of Ezra, meaning most of the words that are written in Sefer Ezra, Nechemi ben Chachalya Amrino, is actually said by a different person called Nechemi ben Chachalya. Nechemi ben Chachalya, my Tamil Ikri Sifra al Shemei, so why wasn't the Sefer called on his name? Why wasn't it called Sefer Nechemi? Why was it called Sefer Ezra if most of the words are not even from Ezra, it's from Nechemi? Which, as we said before, Daniel was called on his name. Why isn't Sefer Ezra called Sefer Nechemi on his name? So Amar Yirmi Bar Abba, says, "Mamnei shehichzik tevel asman," because he held himself that he was deserving of the good. Shlomek says the pasuk in Nechemi, which although it's always called Ezra, and there's some discussion why it was actually changed later into Nechemi, but it's from Sefer Ezra, "Zachruli elukai letayva," that he said that Hashem should remember me for the good as if he deserved it. Because of that, it wasn't called on his name, Nechemi, rather it was called Sefer Ezra. Asked the Gemara, but David Nami Meimo Amar. What do you mean? David also said the same thing. So therefore, what's this bad thing that Nechemi did that as if he felt he was deserving? David Melch says in Tehillim, Zachreini Hashem, Bertzayna Mecha, remember me, Hashem, in the good will that's of your people, Paktein B'shur Zecha, remember me in your salvation. So you see, he also felt he was deserving. Says the Gemara, no, David Rachem Yehudi Kabay. David was beseeching mercy. He wasn't saying he's deserving, he's asking for that. Nechemi was saying that he's deserving of it and therefore wasn't called on his name. Rabbi Yosef Amar, he says, no, it's not for that that Nechemi was punished. Because David also said the same idea. Rather, the reason why Nechemi was punished and that his sefer was not called on his name was because he spoke derogatorily regarding the earlier leaders before him. Where Nechemi was one of the leaders of the generation. Like it says in that pasuk over there in Nechemi, it says, he's talking about Va'apachas Rishon Mashalafani. He says, but the earlier governors that were before me, Hechbidu Ala'am, they were heavy on the people. V'yikru mehem belechem b'yayin, they took from them bread and wine. Echad kesev shkalam arbaam b'gaymer, they took from them 40 silver coins, etc. Where he said, at the pasuk says over there, but I didn't do like this because of my fear of God. So because he spoke derogatorily regarding the previous generations, it wasn't called on his name. And it actually says the Gemara of Afal Daniel Shagodim in the Sipa. He even spoke derogatorily regarding Daniel, who is greater than him, who was also before him. And says the Gemara Menon, the Goldman, where do we know that Daniel was greater than Nechemia? Because the Chsib, the Pasuk says that in Daniel, that V'ri'isi ani Daniel levadi esamar, that Daniel says that me, myself, Daniel, I saw the vision. V'anoshim ashahoyu imi le'ro esamar, but the other men who were with me didn't see the vision. Avacharad gedel enafalim, but a great tribulation fell on them. And the Yivruchu Beichove, and therefore they fled to hide. Now says the Gemara, V'anoshim ashahoyu imi le'iroa samar, when he says that the men who were with me didn't see the image, U'maninu anoshim, who are these men that were with him? Amir Yirmi Yavitim, as some say, Rebchei Barabba, Zechagi Zechariu U'malachi, who, since they didn't see, and he did see, obviously he was greater than them, And for the fact that Daniel was more chashev than Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, who were prophets, obviously he was greater than Nechemiah ben Chachaliah, who wasn't even a prophet. And still, Nechemiah is talking derogatorily regarding the earlier generations, who includes Daniel, who was before him. Because Daniel was from those who went down into the exile with the Cheresh and the Masgir. And Nechemiah were from those who came up from Gullus Babel, which was at a later point in time. And if he's talking about derogatorily regarding the early ones, that means to say he was talking even regarding Daniel, who obviously was greater than him. Now actually, the Gemara continues on Tavit Tzadid Aleph and Aleph, where once it mentioned this idea, it mentions this idea with it, which actually Rashi says that most of them, actually this next part is not even written, that Inhu Adifi Mine, regarding that incident that Daniel said that I saw and they didn't see, which those who are Chagi Zechariah Malachi, who were Nevi'im, so says the Gemara, Inhu Adifi Mine, on the one hand, they were greater than Daniel, than him, Vi'ihu Adif Minei, but on the one hand, he was greater than them. How so? Inu Adif Mine, they were greater than Daniel, the Inu Nevi, they were prophets to the Jewish people. Viyu Lav Navi, he wasn't a prophet. Yet Viyu Adif Minai, but he was greater than them. The Iu Chaza, he saw that divine image. The Inu Loi Chaza, and they did not see. Now, ask the Gemara, Vachim Achad Loi Chaza, who said they didn't see, my Tame Iva, so why were they so afraid, as it says in the Pasuk, of a Charada Gedil Nafalim, they had a great trepidation, why they have it if they didn't see anything? Says the Gemara, Avagav the Inu Loi Chaza Midi, even though they themselves didn't see anything, Mazlayu Chaza. Their mazel, their divine fountain flow that comes to them, which are the parts beyond the person's consciousness, that did see, and therefore they were afraid. So Amravina, he says, Shema Minoa, what we could infer from that is Haiman de Mivis, someone that trembles, Avagav the Inu Loi Chaza, even if he's not seeing what's there, Mazlayu Chaza, his mazel is seeing, and that's why he's trembling. Says the Gemara, Maita Kante, so what's his rectification? What should he do? Linshiv miduchti arba gamidi, he should jump from his place, dalad amis, which person's space is four amis, moving, jumping four amis, takes him out of that space, whatever it is that he's trembling from. Or inami, or likri kriyashma, he should say kriyashma. Now, but v'ikoi b'mok matinevis, if he's in a place of filth where he can't say kriyashma, leim hochi, what he should say is the following incantation, he should say the following phrase, easy de beit tavcha, the goats of the slaughtering house, shmeinu minoy, are fatter than me. In other words, go to the goats and leave me alone, because whatever the person trembling from is obviously seeing something which is an element that's scary to him, and therefore to remove himself from that, he should say this phrase, which is to get that thing away from him, and that he should survive.